Chapter 2. Bright as the Midday Sun. As winter gave way to spring in 1932, the already grim economic situation in America continued to worsen. Since the stock market crash in 1929, 13 million people had lost their jobs, and by year's end, unemployment would stand at nearly 24%. Some 10,000 banks had failed, about 4 of every 10, and the value of farmland was less than half of what it had been. Among the dispossessed were thousands of World War I veterans. In 1924, Congress had promised the veterans a deferred bonus, payable with interest in 1945. Now the veterans were pleading for an immediate payout. When a small group of veterans from Portland, Oregon, went to Washington, D.C. to promote the cause, they were spontaneously joined by 45,000 others who streamed to the Capitol from across the country. Some hitchhiked and others hopped freight trains. They called themselves the Bonus Army. The veterans ended up hunkered down in several encampments, including a large shanty town on the Anacostia Flats, a dismal low-lying area just across the Anacostia River from the city proper. The camp was so big, it had its own streets, sanitation, and law enforcement. Some of the veterans living there were accompanied by their families. They all said they wouldn't leave without their bonuses. On July 28, 1932, after an initial skirmish with police in which two veterans were killed, President Herbert Hoover ordered the army to expel the veterans from the city. That afternoon, regular regiments of infantry and cavalry, led by General Douglas MacArthur and Major George Patton, using tanks, tear gas, and